Blog Talk Radio.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire!
How do you let people know about your amazing app, book, or website? The answer is post-launch. More than search engine optimization and marketing, and more than social media postings, post-launch offers the latest cutting-edge solutions in web presence marketing. The web is crucial to your success. There are literally hundreds of places to manage your brand online, and post-launch knows them all. They promote a compelling online social media platform through dozens of today's hottest web venues. Post-launch initiates the web presence you need for success. Post-launch will organize the best media campaign for what you want to promote. You will be a force on the internet, and you will get the attention your hard work deserves. The countdown to your successful liftoff is with Post-launch. For priority service, tell them Mona sent me. Call 702-800-2131. That's 702-800-2131. Or go to postlaunch.co.
Need help. Need answers. And I'm considering my next movie role. I consult Mystic Mona's app, Dice Wisdom. The app gives me great advice for all my important meetings. I wish I had Dice Wisdom when I was tempted by my housekeeper. Ah, but the past is the past. I'm back in the movie biz now, and all is good. Go to dicewisdom.com. Go on, you know you want to. Do it now!
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chanting Life, Wisdom and a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with the official psychic of Las Vegas, Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each Monday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. Call in now to ask Mona your specific question at 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Mystic Mona.
Well, welcome everyone to this fabulous Monday here at Psychic View. And as I do every Monday, I clear my cards and then I draw one card of the day. So I'm spreading out my whole deck of cards right now and I'm drawing one card of the day. Oh, I love this card. This is the Three of Pentacles in traditional tarot. In my deck, it's called Guidance. And the secret of doing tarot well, I'm going to give you the secret of doing tarot well, is to assign a meaning to a card and then just stay consistent with that meaning, all right? This particular depiction of the Three of Pentacles actually shows a woman, and she is so self-absorbed in her own stuff that she doesn't really realize that she's actually being guided by angels right now. And so I'm giving you that gift to, I want you to think about how angels are guiding your life right now. And angels can come in the form of a coincidence. They can come in the form or through people. And I want you to recognize that maybe the universe is working for you, even if things are challenging, as opposed to working against you. So I'm just giving you that as a little gift. But this is one of my favorite cards because it literally talks about if you want to bring light into your life, all you really need to do is light a candle. One little candle flame will illuminate an entire dark room. And so if you're feeling a little down or you're feeling a little misdirected or you're feeling like your life isn't going exactly the way you hope, light a candle for yourself and imagine that that light is the same flame that's in you and realize that you're always being supported and guided by the universe. So, you know, from time to time, I will put someone on the air as a featured caller. And I actually have somebody here. Let me find her. This is Liz. And Liz has very, very nicely asked me to be a featured caller on my radio program. And so what I do is actually a full spread of cards for somebody. So it's like a full reading that I do really, really fast. Hi, Liz. How are you?
Hey, Mona. Good morning.
All right. So you're my featured caller today. So instead of asking you to ask me one specific question, which is what I make everybody else do, I'm actually going to do a full spread of cards for you, and then you'll get to ask a couple questions. So when I do a full reading for someone, I draw five cards first, which is what I'm doing right now, and then I set those aside, and now I'm touching the whole rest of the deck. So I want you to concentrate on the whole reason that you wanted to be my featured caller today. So I want you to concentrate on the most important issue, all right? So I'm gathering up the cards for you right now. And then I'm cutting the deck. All right, here we go. Okay, you can't have the success that you want to have and that you envision for yourself unless you partner with someone. And what it's saying here is that you need to take a bit of a relaxed approach, but a very focused approach. So what your cards are talking about here is that as I'm looking at your spread of cards, your intuition right now is going to be the biggest benefit to your success. But the attitude right now is just bringing harmony to your chaos, not to anybody else's. So here's I'm looking at your cards. In your career category, which is what I'm really going to concentrate on you with you, is that the more you pay attention to your gut reaction to things, the more you bring harmony to your chaos, the more that things start to happen for you. There's a part of you here, I'm looking at your cards, there's a part of you that just wants to say, oh, screw all this, and walk away. This is not the time to do that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, oh, 100%. Yeah, I'm just listening
okay.
to you.
All right, so the what I'm seeing in your cards is that there is going to be a new beginning offered to you through your hard work in 2015. Between now and early next year, the next 10 weeks basically, it's about proving and making your own luck. So you already know that you're good at what you do, but this is not a time necessarily to show off how good you are at what you do. Just be good at what you do. Because according to what I'm seeing here is that you're going to get the notice of somebody that's going to offer you something, or a big offer is going to come through your current efforts. The thing is that nobody can beat you up like you can, Liz. You're incredibly self-critical. And what I need you to do, are you laughing because that's true?
I was raised Catholic. Those old tapes die hard, sister, okay?
Okay, because what I'm seeing in your first five cards kind of dictates exactly what's going on with you. You're working with someone that's very high maintenance, in a sort of passive aggressive way. You also have a lot of chaos around you, and then there's this card of you being kind of sad about where you are right now. But I want to tell you, you are in the perfect place to work your mojo the way you need to work it. The only thing that's missing is you need to be open to receive your blessings. I have to tell you, that was my big affirmation last month in October, and the affirmation was, I'm open to my blessings and ready to receive. Okay? In your
yeah,
case...
Yeah, great, yeah.
In your case, I'm open to my blessings and I'm willing to receive. okay? Because what I'm seeing in your cards here is that the more you worry about money, the more you worry about your career, the more you worry, you're affirming what you don't want in your life, okay? So what I'm seeing in your cards, and your karmic cards are talking about that 2015 gives you the opportunity to follow your heart.
Awesome.
And but between now and like say the next 10 weeks, it needs to be all about being a going with the flow sort of use your intuition to guide your next step. Because what I'm seeing in your cards here is that the relationship you're in business-wise right now has to be in place for the next 10 weeks for you to have the credential or credibility to kind of go to the next level. But there's something about, and I don't even know if I have a calendar handy. Next 10 weeks takes us to, we have what, 2 more weeks in November?
Yes.
End of January. 10 weeks takes us to the end of January. And
okay.
So it's saying that February is your big power month for you to move forward in another direction or be able to embrace a big project that's coming through your own efforts. So tell me what questions you have.
Well, I appreciate this, first of all. It's very, very generous and kind of you. I guess I just want to know, without going into too much detail, because you know the whole story. I'm just trying to be sensitive about my situation. It's almost as if the universe opens up and says, okay, I'm going to offer you this, this, and this. Then I get the, oh, just kidding. And I'm like, what the heck is going on? I don't get it. Is it like just like a big tease or something? And it's happened.
No.
Oh, half a dozen times in the past month.
Okay, it's the vibration of this year because it's not just happened to you. You would not believe the number of clients that have almost had the big break or the almost big success this year.
Right.
And it's like Lucy pulling the football away from Charlie Brown.
I know. I was thinking the same thing. Oh, my. Yeah.
So
darn,
here's
Lucy.
The thing. You need to look at it with a sense of humor. And the way I've been looking at it over the last year and I've been advising people to look at it is I think you dodged a bullet.
Dodged a bullet?
Look at
what
it
do you mean?
As though...
I don't understand. What do you mean?
Okay, you've never heard the phrase, you think you dodged a bullet?
Oh, of course I've heard the phrase. No, absolutely. I mean, I've heard the phrase. But, I mean, let me just say, like, there were some really wonderful offers and opportunities, but then it was kind of like, no, just kidding.
Okay.
I don't see how that's dodging a bullet in that
no,
aspect.
No. Then the way you look at it, the way I would look at that is, first of all, I think some of the people that you might have been dealing with those issues might have been so high maintenance that it might have backfired on you.
Gotcha.
So there's
okay.
the dodging the bullet part. But here's the opportunity part. The opportunity part is you're already attracting that level of people. So what you need to do is parlay that. And that you need to frame yourself as though you are the cutting edge of who people should connect with.
Interesting.
And as soon as you shift to that perspective and be very receptive, and this is where I would reach out to anyone that owes me a favor and tap it. This is the time to tap into the people that owe you.
So do you see this, I mean, do you see this endeavor as being successful? I mean, seriously, or should I just be gracious and just say, call it a day? I guess I just want to know what direction
I don't,
to go
you're
with
not,
that.
It's not time to call it a day. It's not time for that yet. What I'm telling you to do is keep doing the mojo you've been doing for the next 10 weeks in a very relaxed, it's just going to happen the way it's supposed to of way.
That's
and
good.
That
yeah.
and that, what you need to do is you might have to do some of your own work yourself that you can't rely on the other person to help you with some of the stuff.
Oh, and it's funny you say that because I'm starting to reach out more. It takes a level of courage to do that.
Right. But see, what I'm seeing here is that nobody can beat you up like you can. And so what I want you to do, as a matter of fact, I would even suggest going back to your Catholic roots and every day stop by a church and light a candle for yourself. Donate a dollar and light a candle for yourself. Because what I'm getting in your cards here is that you, in a way, you just got to stay out of your own way.
funny about I like candles all the time. I have candles going nonstop. They're very soothing. You're right about that.
Okay, but the thing with the candle is that you need to make it sort of an event when you light it.
Okay.
That when you light it, if you can say, I'm open to my blessings and ready and willing to receive, it makes
right.
it more special than if you just light a candle.
Okay. I'll keep
but
it
say
mind.
It out loud. Because
okay.
And it will feel uncomfortable when you first do it, but the more you get into it, the better. So, all
right,
my friend,
right.
got to go.
Thanks
you
Mona.
So
Have
much for
one.
Being my first caller. See you later.
Thank you for – yep, see you, bye.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here who's been patiently holding for about a half an hour from the 414 area code. Hello, 414. Who's this?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. What's your name?
Felicia.
Hi, Felicia. What's your question?
Basically, I'm moving out of the state. Maybe mid. It should be mid-December. It depends on my husband's job, but I think it started mid-December. Just seeing everything will go okay accordingly.
You know, it's interesting because one of the where you've been right now has not been that great, and you
not
know that.
All.
Right,
yes.
And but yet you're afraid that when you move that you might be getting more of the same. So it's the old devils you know versus the devils you don't know. But what I'm seeing in your cards is this move was something that was long overdue.
Yeah,
and that what I'm seeing here is that there are people that owe you right now. I'm actually seeing this in your cards. There are people that owe you. They might owe you money. They might owe you favors. But whatever it is, they owe you. And so what your cards are speaking to here is that it's time to call in your favors, all right? So before you actually move, it's time to call in your favors.
Okay.
And then when you do move, which, by the way, I'm actually really happy that you're going to be moved before the first of the year. When you do move, I'm going to give you a homework assignment. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Before you move, I want you to make a list of all the people that have done things to hurt you. I want you to write down their name and what they did. Okay? And
okay.
I want you to do this for every single person you can think of for as far back as you can remember. And then at the bottom of the list, you're going to write, I release these past events for my new beginning. Then you're going to sign your name. You're going to crumple it up, and you're going to burn it.
Okay. You said
you're going to do that before you move.
Right.
Before you
okay.
move.
I'll,
and then when
tonight.
You move, when you're in the new place, I want you to immediately find some place to go to that's a spiritual support for you. So I want you to find a church, and I want you to start going at least once a week because there's a new job for you, too.
Mm-hmm.
And that... you're probably going to meet the person that brings you or hires you or helps you get a job through church.
Okay.
All right? And I'm telling you to do those two specific things because this is supposed to be a restart for you. This is supposed to be a new beginning for you, and you're supposed to let go of the crap that you're leaving. All right?
Yes. Yes.
And the more that you can do that, the better.
I will.
All right, Felicia, thanks for calling.
Thank you for your help.
Okay, bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 661 area code. Hello, 661. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Anna speaking.
Hi, Anna. What's your question?
Well, my question is as follows. Next year, me and my boyfriend, we want to move in together somewhere next year. But at the moment, I'm wanting to move much more further away than where we are. And he is also okay staying where we are. But it's negotiable. So I'm just wondering what you see with regard to this.
See, you handle change way better than your boyfriend. And I'm actually looking at your cards right now. You handle change better than he does. And so I'm actually getting a delay on the moving in together part for a while. Because what your cards are talking about is that there is something about you releasing burdens that shouldn't be yours or releasing obligations to other people that shouldn't be yours. And what it's saying is that you need to get serious about your own happiness, which is a weird thing for me to say in connection to your question. Because the thing is that it's saying that the boyfriend will be there for you, no matter if it's a long-distance relationship or not, and that you need to concentrate on what makes you happy in addition to having this relationship. So it may be a career choice that you're going after. It may be a new business that you start. It may be that you go into consulting. But what it's saying is that your boyfriend here is coming up like a rock. He's coming up like the guy that's not going anywhere. And what it's saying about you is that whatever it is you need to do to make you happy, just all because of you, is what you need to pursue. Does that make sense?
It makes sense, because this is in direct connection with what we were talking about. I was saying I want to pursue a career. I have no idea. I want to make a switch, but I'll have to move. And he was saying he's pretty okay where he is, because this is his hometown. I come from a different country.
Right.
But he was saying, yeah, but you don't know what you want. So until you figure it out, then he's not really going to.
Oh, that's really funny, because I agree with him. I agree with him, because according to what I'm getting is that you can actually make your new business or your new adventure happen where he lives. You just have to decide what it is.
Yeah, and I'm working on that.
But
I totally
agree with him that you really don't know what you want, and why should he give up a solid thing he's got going on a whim for you? So I'm thinking, and this is what I would do if I were you, is I would take out, I'm big on writing stuff down on a sheet of paper. I want you to take out a sheet of paper, and I want you to write down the things that you love to do and the things that you're good at. And then from that list of things that you love to do and the things you're good at, you decide what your next step is. So one of the things that I think you'd be amazing would be either a logistics person, where you kind of help people with trade show and conventions, like come to a town, or you'd be really good at special events. And if you don't have a lot of the detail-oriented tools to do it, then I would get hired as a special event coordinator or planner at one of the big hotels or trade shows or something like that. And then you get the experience, and then you decide if you want to open that as a business. But what it's saying is that you haven't focused in on what it is you really want. And I have to tell you, I actually, I think your boyfriend is a blessing and an angel for you right now, for saying, look, I'm not going to give up everything I got going here, because you really don't know what you want to do. So I hope that helps.
That helps a lot.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much, Mona. Thank
okay,
you.
Bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 706 area code. Hello, 706. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Sophia. How are you today?
Hi, Sophia. What's your question?
My question is, I would like to take a look at my finances upcoming.
Well, see, here's my immediate vibration when you ask that question,
mm-hmm.
is that you've always been able to figure it out when it comes to money. So why would you be worried about it now? I know, you're laughing because I'm right. Because what I'm seeing in your cards, my friend, what I'm seeing in my cards is that you've always been able to figure it out with money, so why would that be any different moving forward?
Okay.
All right, because I have to tell you, every one of your cards is coming up totally positive. The only thing that I know, right? You have you blooming. You have how smart you are. It's saying that if there's not already a fabulous partner in your life, there will be soon. And then you have this card of the only thing that I would recommend that you do that's different is get more involved in politics where you are, whether that's family, work, or actual real politics.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And the reason I say that is everybody has something they feel strongly about.
Yes,
everybody
do.
Has. And so you find an organization that agrees with you on that, and you get involved with them. Because what I'm seeing for you is that the more you can get yourself included with groups of people, the more your credibility goes up.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for checking in.
Thank you.
All right, see you later. Bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 203 area code. Hello, 203. Who's this?
Hey, Mona. First time caller. Thank you. I'm thrilled.
And what's your name?
My name's Pat.
Hey, Pat. What's your question?
I'm 61. I've been working my whole life to survive past number of years to really change my way of thinking and attitude. I left a very dangerous, unsupportive situation in an apartment building recently and very quickly took a job taking care of an elderly man, and the son lives in the house as well. I'm sort of overwhelmed and a wreck. I know that I'm being triggered and I have to work on my own issues, but I'm wondering how secure am I in this job for a time period, and the son, I can't read him. So that's it. I don't want to give any more questions.
What your cards are talking about is that there is a foundation being formed right now in your situation. In other words, you learning to handle this actually allows you to handle a lot of other things that will be coming down the road to you, all right? And
yes.
The thing about you being triggered, that's the thing I'm worried about. And the reason I say that is that you, and again, this is the first time you've ever called my program, but my immediate vibration when you asked your question was that you have a tendency to get a little paranoid. And that, I know that's a big word. It's like instead of you just kind of doing your best in every situation, which is really what the only thing we all can do is the best in every situation that we possibly can, is that you're kind of looking for a deeper meaning that sometimes might not be there.
Yeah.
Okay? So
yes, exactly.
Instead, what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to reach out and see if, and are you talking to any counselor right now?
Well, I've had to give up my therapist, and right now I'm trying to fight. He gives me one day off a week. If I take half a day off, I've got to pay for a substitute. So he's being a little stingy, but I may have to do that. And I'm thinking going in twice a month to connect with my therapist.
Okay. There is a, if you dial in your area, if you can dial there's a number 211, all right? It's a community resource number that may be able to give you low-cost therapy sessions so that you actually – let me finish. The reason I say that is that there's a couple issues that are going on here. First of all, with every job situation, you either need to agree to it or not agree to it, all right? So the thing is when you first started, there seemed to be a little bit more flexibility with you caretaking for these people than what has evolved. So what it's evolved to is now they want you 6 days a week with one day off, and they even seem annoyed when you take your one day off. So that's not your imagination. They are a little annoyed
okay.
that you're not there 7 days a week, all right?
So okay.
Now, are you working through a service or did you find this job on your own?
On my own.
Okay. Then what I would do is I would actually say beginning December 1st, this is the schedule that's going to work for me. That in addition to my one day off, I get a half day off every week for the same salary. And if that doesn't work, then I'm going to give you my notice that November 28th will be my last day.
Okay, but he knows I have nowhere to go.
Okay, then what I would do is I would use this time, because see, here's the thing, is that you've deliberately put yourself in a trapped situation. Okay, and then you're questioning how authentic the people are that you're working with. So
yes.
What I would recommend, Pat, is I would recommend that you go to another service and you say, by the way, I've been taking care of this family for X amount of time, and I'm willing to be hired to do that through your service. But the reason
yes.
I'm asking you to call 211 is because not only will 211 help you get therapy, but they will also help you with low cost or free housing for a period of time that you need it, so that you have options. So as soon as we get off the phone, the very first phone call for you should be the 211 number, and that you ask them for two things: that you're not sure about your living situation, so you might need a place to stay as of December 1st, and yet you think you need some therapy. And explain your situation to them, and they will help you. Because here in Las Vegas, we have the 211 line, which is a community resource line. Most people don't realize that in every city there's a 211 line that is specifically dedicated to people being able to do things that are different from what they're doing now.
Okay. I'd like to make it work. Do you see that happening?
You can make it work as soon as you realize that, as soon as you say to them, first of all, you need to know what your other options are to make it work.
Yes.
Do you see what I'm trying to tell you?
Yes,
you
I
can't
am.
Go
I
in,
have,
you
I
can't
have
go
been
in,
looking for other work.
Okay, I want you to call the 211 line so you have two resources available to you, a place to stay and therapy.
Okay.
That's the first thing I want you to do. Then you go to your this
guy
and you say, you know, I've been taking care of you guys for this amount of time. I've actually checked around and you're really getting me at a bargain.
Yeah.
And but this is what I need moving forward is I need Sundays. Let's say Sunday's your day off. And then I need half a day Wednesday every week for the same salary, for the same situation. And if he says no, so then then I'm giving you my notice because I have other options. And as soon as you – but you'll know what those other options are before you make that statement.
Yes.
Because here's the thing, Pat. The biggest thing I want to tell you is that you are not a victim.
Yes.
As soon as you actually decide that you have resources and that you have other options, then you can start believing that you're not a victim.
Yes, I'm trying to believe that. Thank you.
All right, girl, got to go. Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 949 area code. Hello, 949. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Dee Dee calling.
Hi, Dee Dee. What's your question?
I'd like to know if I'm able to trust my boss. Do you see that she likes me, or is she just being phony?
Okay. Your boss, and I'm going to tell you this right now, your boss, it's all about her. It always has been all about her. Okay?
Yep.
So here's the thing. It doesn't matter whether she likes you or not. So there's a one thing I want you to go do before the end of the day today. I want you to either order this on Amazon or go to a used bookstore and buy it. But there's a book out there called The Four Agreements. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
Okay. It's by Ruiz, and the four agreements are always do your best, which you do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Always keep
yep.
your word, which you do.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Make no assumptions, which you need to work on.
Okay.
And the last one is take nothing personally, which you take everything personally.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing. You got half of those things perfect. You're really good at the always do your best and always keep your word. But the make
mm-hmm.
no assumptions thing and the taking things personally, you are a squish ball on the inside, Dee Dee. I love that about you. It's the blooming of everybody's psychic gift is to be incredibly sensitive. But your boss, it's all about her, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm turning cards over for you, all right?
Okay.
And what it's saying here is that according to what I'm seeing in your cards is that you can learn an awful lot from this woman.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to treat yourself as though you are an intern at this job. I want you to be so enthusiastic and so like a sponge, absorbing absolutely everything you can at this job. All right?
Okay.
And the thing is that here's the thing, is that she's not showing up as an evil bitch here. She's not.
Mm-hmm.
She's just very self-absorbed and has a very specific way of how she wants to do things. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as you slightly change your mind about how you're going to deal with her, that you're not going to take anything she does personally, you are going to be grateful when she teaches you something you don't know. All right? And you need to be able to, at the end of the day, to leave your crap at work at work. Okay?
Okay.
And then it doesn't hurt for you to watch The Devil Wears Prada again.
Okay.
Okay, but go get that book, The Four Agreements. Go get that book, because what I'm getting in your cards here is that you're supposed to be at this job for a while. And there's a bunch. I actually want you to be somebody that becomes really good at dealing with difficult, high-maintenance people.
Okay.
And as soon as you start, just by you giggling to that, you've already relaxed yourself. Do you see what I mean?
Yes.
As soon as you change your mind, you change everything.
Okay.
And so get the book, The Four Agreements, rewatch The Devil Wears Prada tonight, and take her quirkiness with a sense of humor.
Okay.
And I promise it will help.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling, Dee Dee. See you later.
Bye.
Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the I can't believe how many of you guys showed up to call today. It's kind of interesting. I'm just going to throw this in as an aside. You know, I was doing my program 5 days a week, and then I dropped it back to Mondays. And now I've dropped it to one of the least expensive choices on Blog Talk, and I have more callers now on this program than I've had probably in any other week. So I just think it's interesting. It's that whole Field of Dreams thing. If you build it, they will call. All right. I'm going to go to area code 864. Hello, 864. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. My name is Reggie.
Hi, Reggie. What's your question?
I had a question. I have a job, not a job dream, a possible media opportunity. And I'm kind of just waiting to hear back from it. And I just want to know, do you get any impressions on that?
You know what is so amazing about you is that when people meet you, they like you. And I have to tell you, this year's been some interesting opportunities for you have presented. According to this, you don't have to do this next opportunity the hard way. So if it's a yes or no question, are you going to get this opportunity? This says yes. The more amusing, the more light, the more engaging you are, the better this opportunity will be for you. What's really cool about it is it saying that you get to be fully creative and you actually get to be even more authentic and yourself in this endeavor. So I'm really excited for you. The funny thing is there was something that happened, and this is saying around August, that was supposed to be a brand new start or a brand new adventure or a brand new opportunity, and it fell all apart. Do you recognize that?
Yeah, I think there might have been quite a few small things, yeah.
Okay, I think that you need to look at that as a blessing, because if one of those things had happened in August, this thing wouldn't have presented itself.
That's true. I totally agree.
So you need to kind of... I kind of want you to do a count your blessings day and actually look at today. Look at this next 10 days as though it's all about you counting your blessings, that everything is lining up exactly the way it needs to be. You don't need to do anything. The only thing I would recommend is every evening when you're sitting there maybe having a martini or a glass of wine, light a candle and just say, I'm open to my blessings and ready and willing to receive them. Because this is saying you don't have to do anything. Just wait for it to happen.
Yeah, and that's what I've been feeling. So that's definitely confirmation for me.
Yay, I'm so happy.
Yeah.
Well, Reggie,
thanks
for tuning in.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
All right, see you later. Let me know what happens. Will you shoot me an email or something?
I will. I'll update
you. Oh, cool. Bye. You're the bomb. See you later. Bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 858 area code.
No,
hello, 858. Hello?
Hello? Yes.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, Mona. Hi, my name is Roxana. How are you?
Hi, Roxana. What's your question?
Well, love and relationship. I was in the relationship with the person, and at this point, I don't know what's the status. Either he backed off or he's ill. I don't understand the situation.
What it's saying here is that this man feels as though you had gotten a little too needy or high maintenance. And what it's saying here is that you need to kind of take a step back, because it's saying any more pursual on your part is actually going to push him away. So what I would do, and I would do this for the next 3 days, is I would just wait. Do not reach out to him. Do not text him. Do not do anything.
Let me tell you, I didn't reach him. I didn't even call him at all. And I had not seen him for a month. There was no communication for about a month. And I didn't show anything to be pushy or needy, just to make sure that's the right person. My ex, it's a big fight with my ex-husband because of the spousal support. Maybe it's his in the picture, because he says I am needy and he refuses spousal support. But that man, my boyfriend, I didn't even call him. And we haven't seen each other for about a month. He sent me a long letter 2 weeks ago that he's very ill and he cannot see me.
Okay. Then I still want you to wait 3 days. Then I want you to either send him an email or text him and just tell him that you're thinking about him and that you miss him, all right? If he doesn't respond, then you have your answer.
Well, the situation was in the last 2 months, he would respond to me to my emails, but we don't see each other. And
okay.
I ask why you can't see me. He says, I am injured, I am not feeling well, this, this, and this, like a whole bunch of excuses. But he would send,
okay.
He would reply. My emails.
Well, because what I'm getting here, and the reason why I've told you that if he doesn't respond and it's another excuse, then you need to write him off. He needs to be done. He needs to be no longer in your life or in your radar as somebody that you want to have in your life. Because I'm seeing another man here, and I'm seeing another man that is actually worthy of you. So it almost seems to me like this last quote-unquote boyfriend was somebody that was sort of a transition relationship to the one that I'm actually seeing for you. That, and he's very spends a lot of time outdoors. This new man, he's got brown hair and blue or green eyes, and I really like him. And that's the guy that I see for you, not this one, and certainly not your ex. So I hope that helps. All right, my friend, I got to go. I got lots of calls.
Oh, thank you, Mona.
Thank you. Bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 831 area code. Hello, 831. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Karen calling.
Hi, Karen. What's your question?
Hi. Oh, well, I'd love to know if you could give me some direction or just a reading of where I'm at.
That's more of a full reading kind of question. On my program, what I do is just a specific question about a certain area of your life. So do you have a specific question that I can address for you?
Housing.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's see. There's some disruption here that you already are in the midst of. But what it's saying is that you're the more playful, the more resourceful, the more grounded you are, the better this situation turns out for you. There's something that happens over the next 3 months, and that you need to not worry about the money part of it. You need to worry about, or need to concentrate on, how this is going to flow into your benefit. And the reason I say that is that you may want to look at a specific area that would benefit your career or make it more convenient for you career-wise, as opposed to necessarily comfort-wise. That what your cards are talking about here is that you are preparing the ground for what happens over the next 3 years. You're already in the midst of a disruption right now, and that it may be that there's a temporary place you go to for the next 3 months, but that you go to a place specifically that's going to help you with your career or what you do to keep busy. Does that make sense?
Well, insofar as the general timing, I am in disruption in the general timing of, you know, maybe 3 months before I'm settled, or within 3 months. In any event, that part does.
Okay, because
I am looking for a place of comfort, though. So I think I'm on the right path with that.
It might be that you're uncomfortable for 3 months, and then you go into the one that you want to be in. But what's interesting here is that this is saying it is not connected with a man.
Oh, definitely
and that,
not.
I'm just saying it's coming up in the cards.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do
Perfect.
Except by your own efforts on how you end up arranging this. But it may be that you literally pull a favor with another friend of yours who happens to be a woman where you set up a temporary place to stay for an exact period of 3 months. And you say, look, I promise I won't stay longer than 3 months, but I need a transition place until the place that I'm supposed to go to is ready.
Okay.
And then you need to solidly commit to that 3 months. And it may even be that you find somebody that's going to be, that might be a snowbird, and they're going someplace warmer or someplace different for 3 months, and you camp out at their house for 3 months and take care of it. But what I'm
okay.
what I'm getting is that there's something about everything settles in about 3 months for you.
Okay. All right. Well, that part is good. Thank you, Mona.
All right. Thanks for calling. See you later.
Thank
Bye.
You. All right. Bye.
Okay. I've got somebody here from the 337 area code. Hello, 337. Who's this?
Hi. My name is Candace from Commerce, Louisiana. How are you?
Hi, Candace. What's your question?
Next is about love and relationships, actually. I would think if you see a long-term relationship coming my way.
Okay. You know, as I'm turning cards over for you, my friend, what it's saying here is that, yes, there's a wonderful relationship coming your way. But I want you to do a ritual of release first, okay? There's a guy from the past that you are still pining over. You are still, like, you hold up all other guys to this guy. And what I'd like you to do instead is I'd like you to realize that the new guy that's coming into your life has nothing to do or is not like any other guy you've ever met. All right?
Okay.
He's totally different. All right? So the ritual of release is I want you to write this old relationship a goodbye letter. Now, you're not going to mail it to him, but you're going to write a goodbye letter. So, dear John, and then you're going to list all the reasons why he was such a dick to you.
Oh,
okay?
I got a lot of them.
Okay, well, as many as you need to do this for, you need to do it for, because I'm telling you, as soon as you change the vibration that you really are looking for your companion of choice, your best friend, the guy that you can use an Applebee's coupon with, the guy that you want to go see Mockingjay when it comes out with, as soon as you actually start creating the right kind of guy that you want to have in your life, that's how you draw him to you. But what you're going to do is you're going to write a goodbye letter to any of these guys that were absolute jerks to you in the past. And you might need to do more than one, which is okay. But you're going to write all the reasons why the relationship didn't work. And then the closing line on that letter is, I release this past relationship for the one I deserve. Then you sign your name, you crumple it up, and you burn it. Okay?
Okay.
Ritual of release. Then what I want you to
do. If you don't want money, I'm sorry. Who's the new guy you pick up on, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, what I'm getting here is that this new guy is somebody that you get, there is some sort of group situation that you get yourself involved in. I don't know if it's a dance group or a bowling league or a community thing that you do. I don't know if you're like helping animals or something like that. There is some sort of group thing that you get involved with, and that's how you meet him. And I'm telling you that this guy, he's going to dress like a slob, which is going to be really funny for you. This is a guy that does not dress up. He probably lives in sweatpants and a sweatshirt or like athletic clothes and a sweatshirt. There's some guy that's going to be around you that, I mean, he dresses like a slob. But is he okay money-wise? Absolutely.
I have a feeling he might have said, I have a friend that actually I'm starting to really like, and he is kind of like the way you describe somebody I've never even, nothing I've ever even experienced. He's actually a little older than I am. He doesn't look it, of course, but he's actually a little older, and he's actually the same height as I am, but doesn't dress for nothing. I mean, literally, and I'm a musician, and we're both actually, he works at the store that I actually
right.
go to all the time. And he's actually, wow, but when you mentioned that, he has no kids,
okay.
or but he, yeah. I'm sorry,
do that ritual of release that I mentioned, and then be more open to guys that are flirting with you. In other words, I don't want you to be the girl that has to prove herself to anybody. Just
yeah.
be yourself. Because here's the thing, where it's gone wrong in the past is you've tried to change yourself to be what you thought this guy wanted you to be, whatever relationship you were in. And that's not the right one. The right relationship actually makes you feel more like yourself in the relationship than you do outside of yourself.
Yeah.
All right, my friend.
Yeah.
I got to go. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from someone from fabulous Las Vegas. Hello, Las Vegas. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Kim.
Hi, Kim. What's your question?
Hi, Mona. I just have a question about my future career.
All right, let's see what it says for career for you. Well, that's interesting. You're going into a no-compromise period in your life where it's really about what's going to make you feel like at the end of the day you've really made a contribution to not only your potential but to the world in general. And that there's some things that you need to cull away from your life. Because I'm seeing here that there's a card here about giving up bad habits. And one of the bad habits has to do with a man that's either currently or formerly in your life. And what it's saying is that this man may have made such high expectations of you that you started to feel a little bit unbalanced about your own sense of yourself. But what your cards are saying moving forward is that you have this card that you don't have to do it the hard way to have what you want. So the biggest thing I want to tell you is decide what you want. Because
okay.
you're good at a lot of things. You just need to decide on one.
Okay. And one of the areas I'm thinking about going into a new, similar, but new line of work with insurance, and the cards are absolutely right about the previous man in my life. Now, the new man associated with this new job opportunity is a totally opposite of the...
See, here's the thing, I'm not a big selling insurance fan, so you're triggering a personal reaction for me, not a psychic one. And I guess what I'd like you to do is that one's going to be your gut reaction. Because my gut reaction was, I don't like the way insurance companies are set up in the sense that you can be the best salesperson in the world, but you can also be manipulated away from what you've achieved by whoever you're working for.
Mm-hmm.
Like traditional insurance companies, this is why I don't like traditional insurance companies. Because when you go into an insurance place, they expect you to hit up all your friends and family, and that for the first 6 months or a year, you're working under this person as you're their mentee. He would be your mentor, which means if you walked away from the job, all those accounts you created would be his.
Right.
Okay. I don't like that. And as a matter of fact, when I was going to sell insurance, I didn't get the job because I told them I wouldn't hit up my friends and family, that I would be much more effective making friends out of strangers that ended up doing business with me than the other way around.
Okay.
So I have a personal reaction to that particular industry. So I'm being totally candid with you when I say that. So,
all right.
So
well, I'm in
not
a situation
sure that...
where I left a job with thinking about this new opportunity.
Right.
So what do you see for me as far as other choices or options?
Well, I actually think that you could probably take your skills in Mojo and go into human resources and actually handle benefits for a bigger company, like a benefits coordinator, where you actually would be on the other end of that. But I have to tell you, you know, you asked the question, and that's my personal reaction to it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not my psychic reaction. It's my personal reaction.
Okay.
So, and the reason I'm clarifying that is because it's not an industry that I would personally go with. It's great for some people. But I am really, really opposed to the idea of hitting up my friends and family to do business with me because I wouldn't want to cause any rifts or lose any friendships
right.
down the road as a result
right.
of it.
Gotcha.
So that's my own personal reaction to that.
Okay, great. All right.
So in an effort of full disclosure.
Okay.
But it might be something perfect for you. I have to tell you, you know, if you're, you know, you're calling from Las Vegas, the job market is turning around here. So I think that the better thing to think of is what do you really want to do?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're willing to do sales, I'd rather you do sales in real estate than do it in insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Because
people
like you as soon as they meet you. So why not do it for much bigger ticket items than insurance?
Right. Okay. Gotcha.
Just a thought, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Thank you.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events. VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chanting Life, Wisdom and a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. Psychic View is brought to you each Monday morning at 9 a.m. for your entertainment and consideration. Follow Psychic View on Twitter and Blog Talk Radio to be notified of Mona's special programs. Want an extended reading on Psychic View? Like Mystic Mona's page on Facebook. Mona will consider requests from that page. Mona is available for phone and in-person readings by appointment. Call 702-571-0461 to book an appointment or go to mysticmona.com. Indicate that you are a fan of Mona's radio program for a special discount. For more information on sessions, please visit mysticmona.com. Thank you for enjoying Mystic Mondays with Mona. And remember, Psychic View. Because the present moment is the gift.